Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Praise the Lord and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall, on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Let me begin by saying that the direction of my podcast series these past several weeks have been a revisiting of topics that I shared on either earlier this year or last year or a few years ago. And what I am doing as I revisit them is going into a deeper level into what was previously made known to me by the Holy Spirit when I first shared these messages. And I believe that that is how our life should move. We should always revisit where we are and what we are believing because we want to grow in our knowledge and understanding of Christ Jesus, because that's where we're planted. We've been placed in Christ Jesus in heavenly places, and we want to grow in the knowledge and the understanding. In fact, in Peter, 2 Peter, it talks about growing in the grace and the knowledge, right? It says grace first, grow in the grace and knowledge. And grace is not something that we control. It comes from God. It is the grace of God that has brought salvation into the earth. It is His grace. This is something that He dispenses to us. And our position is just to be always open and receptive to grow in this grace. For by grace you have been saved, not by your own works or your own doing, but it's the grace of God at work. And what we do is accept it, and that acceptance is believing in it. Believing in it and spending time with it until it gets deep down into our very souls, into our hearts, and flowing through our minds. You have to spend time with it. You have to be, because the Word is a living spirit, and you have to spend time with it to develop the intimacy with it, to continue to grow in the knowledge and the revelation of the Word of God. Jesus is the Word made flesh. Glory to God. And our job is to continue to grow in Him. Don't think that you have figured out anything. You may have figured out something up to this point, but you can't stay at the point that you are. You have to continue to grow and expand your perspective. Expand how you see God, because God is infinite. So until we lay down these bodies that are meant to be laid down, and we take on this incorruptible body that we've been promised, that we're going to just continue to have to press into to knowing Him. And as we get to know Him, we also get to know who we are, because we are made in His image. Let me take a moment before I get just to pray, because I need to open up with prayer. Lord God, Father of all creation, ruler of heaven and earth, thank you. Thank you for this day, for this moment. I ask you to please, Holy Spirit, breathe life into the broadcast today. Let your anointing flow through these airways and reach the ears and the hearts of your people, that they may continue to pursue you, pursue everything about you, because great is your love, and greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life. And you chose to lay down your life for the purpose of bringing us into this new place. We are a new creation because of what you were willing to lay down, which was your life. And we thank you for that, Jesus. We thank you that we live and move and have our being in you, that we are in Christ and seated in heavenly places with Him. Thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. What I am going to be sharing a portion of the message, Where Are You Going? But today I want to title it, Where Are We Going? You know, we spend a lot of time focusing on the individual, but we're connected, and we're a body. And salvation is meant for the world, not just for individuals. It is meant for the world. Jesus said that He came into the world to save it, not to condemn it. Amen. So where are we going in this time? The last couple of weeks I was talking about fear and being afraid, because we have operated in fear and we believe that what we're doing is protecting ourselves in some way. And we should all know by now that only God can provide the protection that we need. So we don't need to fear. We fear listening to the wrong things, reading the wrong things. There are just so many things that we have decided that it was dangerous and to keep ourselves safe. And what I have discovered over my 40 years of being in the salvation process, and I say it's a process, even though it was given all at once, but do we really receive all of it all at once? No, we go through a process and we receive more and more, and we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. And my thing is that the reason we have put that responsibility of protecting ourselves from messages that would deceive us is because we have not learned to depend on the real teacher, who is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will never misdirect you. It is important to be intimate with the Holy Spirit. He will let you know what is not for you. He is not going to put you in a place of confusion. So you don't have to be afraid. And usually our fear is stimulated by something we've heard from man, for the most part. But we have to trust the Holy Spirit. It is becoming clearer and clearer. And I think that it's all part of God's plan for us to see that man can only give us the part that he has. That eventually we have to come to a place where we are receiving and we are being taught by the Holy Spirit. As we read the scriptures, that the Holy Spirit is teaching us how to read the scriptures, how the perspective that we need, how God sees what has been written. We are not left to fend for ourselves or try to figure out for ourselves. We've got the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, and he is the teacher. So where we're going, we are moving toward deepening our relationship with the Holy Spirit. All of the gifts are found through the Holy Spirit, and they operate by love. They operate by love. Everything is contained in that law of love. Everything is fulfilled through it. I am going to stop my remix of this message from 2020, and I'm going to play the excerpt that I have chosen from Where Are You Going, which I am now retitling Where Are We Going, because we have to move together. We have to move together, and we have to remove everything that keeps us separated. The things that we have allowed to separate us. Let us be known by our love for one another. Amen. God bless. And here is the excerpt from Where Are You Going? I've been challenged by this series as I have been revealing to you what the Holy Spirit has been showing me and the scriptures that he's been sort of pulling to the forefront of my mind. But in the start of this series, the Holy Spirit gave me two distinct words: distortion. The other one is illusion. The definition of a distortion is it's the action of giving a misleading account or impression, a misrepresentation, a perversion, a falsification. The definition of an illusion is a thing that is or is likely to be wrongly perceived or interpreted by the senses,
A deceptive appearance or impression, a misconception, a false idea of belief, a mirage, a hallucination, a delusion, a fantasy, a trick. This is what the prince of this world presents us, distortions and with illusions. He wants us to believe in something that is not real. He wants us to be misled by impressions and misrepresentations and perversions and falsifications. All of this is in the kingdom of darkness. This is existing outside of the kingdom of God.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is
good. Yes, he is good. As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you. Oh, give thanks unto God.